of know-it-all advice columnists.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. If you got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
I got to tell you, Seth, you're looking good. I'm watching you on camera here.
Thanks, buddy.
By the way, I'm watching you on camera even when we're not doing the podcast, buddy.
That's fine. So, I appreciate that. I take that as a compliment.
Technology. That's all I'm telling you. But what are you doing, man? Are you like taking care of yourself because you're quarantined on Corona lockdown?
Well, I was hitting the gym before going to the Y, but now I'm doing P90X, man.
Oh, sweet. So what do you do? Get up every morning? You get up every morning and throw the tape in and do the workout?
I find time to do it. You know, it depends. We take turns, you know. Depends on where the kids are doing, whatever else. We got some homeschooling going, doing Khan Academy. Have you ever heard of that?
What?
Khan Academy.
You teach your children how to cheat people out of money? Khan Academy? Really, bro?
It's K-H-A-N or K-A-H-N. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're teaching them Star Trek trivia. Khan!
Yes. Live long and prosper, you little fucks. something like... No, it's actually pretty cool. It's for if you run out of things or if your school's not giving you enough stuff to do, they have some really cool programs.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't care about my kids' education. I don't know what they're doing, and I don't care. As long as you're not talking to me, that's what I'm saying. That's why you go to school in the first place, so that you're not home bothering me. So as far as I'm concerned, between the hours of 8 and 3, if you're not bothering me, you're at school, and that's all I care about. So that's where I am. Bill, how are your children faring during this time?
Successful and non-existent.
Yeah, so. There you go. That's why they're successful. They're still in your balls, Bill. They're still in your balls. And that, my friend, is where all children belong.
Chuck, you'd be nothing without your kids. What are you talking about?
I got to tell you, I wouldn't be. Half my damn album. By the way, people, check out Uncomfortably Hot Dad everywhere that you can get an album. Spotify. Pandora, Sirius Satellite Radio, if you have that subscription, as well as iTunes. You can purchase it if you'd like to really help me and these kids purchase it. But half of my album is about my children. So you're right. I'd be nowhere without my kids.
What's an
you're
album?
Absolutely right. An album is a collection of anything, whether it's photos, audio tracks, or what have you. So how about this? Here's what an album is. It's what you stick up your ass, you butt wipe.
Okay, fair enough. Stick anything up
what's
there.
What's wrong with me putting out an album, man? What's wrong with me putting out an album?
Why don't you start with an EP or a single or something, you know? Start slow.
Damn. Damn, Seth. Why you gotta hurt a brother? Why you gotta hurt a brother? Damn.
Well, I was just watching.
That was rough.
I was watching Dave Chappelle get the Mark Twain Award. I was like, yeah, you know, you got a lot to work on, you know, Chuck. You got the TED Talk, but, you know, you're not a Mark Twain Award winner yet.
You're right. You're like, you got to take your time, Chuck. Baby steps. Just like, you're not sitting up there just like, say, man, I really appreciate it. I appreciate this award, bitches. Who's giving it to me? Is that Obama? First black president? I wouldn't know because I'm blind. White power. White power. Okay, so I don't know, man. Anyway, it's good to be with you guys. I gotta tell you, I am so starved for human interaction that seeing you two is like the fucking highlight of my week.
That's bad.
That's really sad. I wish I could see
that's desperation right there.
So, I always love seeing you guys. But anyway, for those of you who are just joining us, that would be us, the three of us. You are listening to Not So Nice Advice. My name is Chuck Nice. I'm the host of this show. And with me is the conductor of whatever train just rode by somebody's window.
That's me, baby.
That is conductor Seth, better known as producer Seth. And then there is... And Bill, the assistant, of course, is here with us as well. Bill,
hey.
How are you, buddy? And of course, what we do here is we read advice columns. We tell you why the advice given sucks. And then we give you the real answer. I think we have some good letters, guys. So You know what? I say we just get right into our show.
That was one of the first songs I learned to play on the trombone.
Crazy Train or the trombone? Yeah. Wait a minute, Bill. Did you just say you learned how to play Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, on the trombone?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that that's what I did for band in high school.
Okay.
For marching band.
Can you reenact it?
Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you what. You look like you're sucking off the biggest dick ever.
Well, that's what they tell you to do when you're playing the trombone, is think like you're sucking off the biggest dick ever. but it's metallic.
Right. And Seth looks like he's playing the rusty trombone right now. Stupid. So stupid and juvenile. It's ridiculous. However, I'm going to say, Bill, the only thing weirder than a black guy even knowing Crazy Train is you playing it on the trombone.
Yeah. It was weird, but it was one of the few ones that actually did kind of work.
Okay.
Marching band wise. Now I'm giving a lot of air quotes, including marching band. But Crazy Train actually did kind of work, and that was
all right,
at least
Bill.
Fun
nobody
to play.
Gives a fuck. Let's move on.
I know. No, you inspire me every day.
I'm joking. Will you stop? You are obsessed with the trombone, Seth. Stop it. Stop it. God damn it. Looking good, by the way, man. You'll get to see Seth and Bill looking very college professorial. It's the beard. You got your beard.
Oh, like college professors wear purple shirts. I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing.
I went to a really bad college, bro. I went to a really bad college.
I am actually working out too. I'm just not. I don't have those results.
And you're right. Okay, so all right. Here's our first letter, guys. Dear fellas, I am a straight male.
The end.
Sure you
First
are.
Of all, let me just say this. If you start a letter with, I am a straight male.
No, you're not.
You the gayest motherfucker ever. That's number one. I'm just saying. Ever since I was a child, I have thought that the act of open mouth kissing was gross and disgusting. Okay. Another person's saliva in your mouth?
Ew.
Ooh, barf. This guy's gay. I'm sorry. I know that's politically incorrect, but I'm sorry. All right. I would be perfectly happy to kiss practically any other part of my partner's body. Okay. Except kissing on the mouth or the anus. And by that, I just mean mouth. I'm joking. I put that in.
So he's okay with the balls then, right?
Yeah. By the way, he's totally fine with sucking balls, okay? Totally
gotta start
fine.
Somewhere.
Thank you, Bill. That's the box office Bill gay starter kit. Hey, look, just go right for sucking balls. All right, anyway. Now that I am of an age such that most people would like to kiss someone, I am finding it difficult to go beyond hand-holding. how do I tell, oh my God, how do I tell my partner that I don't want to kiss them on the mouth? I don't want to seem like I'm judging her, talking about air quotes, her. I know that lots of women find kissing to be an essential part of physical intimacy. Women, bro? Seriously? Okay. I'm afraid that I would be rejected if I reveal my freakish abnormality. Okay.
<You're> boring.
This is what the person writes back.
God help you.
You fear you might be rejected. And that's pretty reasonable.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're just the opposite of that because nobody's banging you if you're like, by the way, I can't kiss you, okay? You disgusting whore. Anyway, people reject other people for all kinds of reasons. Not good sexual match. Too old. Too young. Too large. That's my problem. Too small.
Too gay.
That's my problem. Too poor conversation. And yes, somewhat unusual quirks like being grossed out by kissing. Like all of us, you're going to have to put yourself out there and be patient while you search for someone you mesh with, as long as you're not meshing with them with your mouth. I'm joking. I put that in. Your best bet is to be upfront but neutral. I love the idea of kissing every inch of your body except your mouth and your butthole, you disgusting piece of shit.
Great opening line. Say it there on the you first go.
You had me at butthole. except that it will be a problem for some people. Mostly, just don't call it a freakish abnormality. You're fine. Let me just answer that by saying, no, you're not. No, you're not. Okay? By the way, if I can just get a little scientific here for a second.
Do it.
When you kiss and you exchange enzymes in your saliva, there's a chemical reaction that happens in your brain that promotes bonding with that person. So there really is a purpose behind kissing. It isn't just something that we do. There's a biological purpose behind it.
Assimilation.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
We're trying to assimilate them.
We are exchanging protein strains. I don't know if you've ever kissed anybody where like you thought you really liked them, and then after you kiss them, you're like, I don't know what it is, but I'm just not into this person anymore. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the stimulating conversation on our podcast.
The opposite happens, too.
Well, you cut me off so much.
Oh, we getting real now, aren't we?
Yes.
The opposite happens, too. But here's the thing, Chuck. He's not gay. He's asexual because you do what you got to do. As a guy, especially a younger guy, you want to get your dick wet at some point. Whether it's a girl's going to go down on you or you're going to get laid, you want to get your dick wet. What's the quickest way to get your dick wet? You start with the kissing. You know, it's called foreplay. You do what you got to do. If you don't like it, you know, too bad. You do it. Because if you want to get to where you want to get to go, you got to go there first. All right? Otherwise, stay home and whack it.
I just love that you made foreplay into like this laborious chore that has to happen so you can quote unquote get your dick wet.
I'm talking about this guy in particular, you know? Come on.
Let me tell you something. This guy couldn't get wet if he was in a shower, okay? That's all I'm telling you.
Because he's asexual, that's why.
You know what? You might have a really good point there, Seth. I mean, the truth is the person might have wanted to write back to him that he should explore the fact that he may be, you know, he has a different sexuality.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. But, you know, Bill, you ever kiss somebody and then hate them?
I hate them, but I have had ones where I've kissed them and I've been like, not quite what I was hoping for.
And what was his name? That old gag.
Chuck Nice.
Cosby laugh. All right, here's what I'm going to say to this guy. You need to be upfront. You need to tell people that right away because there's not a lot of people who, pardon me. Hold on. Coronavirus! All right.
See you on the 19th!
Anyway, there's not a lot of people who want to date someone where you can't kiss them. It's like, nah, I'm sorry, I don't kiss. Unless you're paying them, you know, a sum of money up front.
Uh-huh.
Normally, those are normally the people that say, nah, I'm good, we can't kiss. So start dating hookers, which could be expensive.
Yes, but isn't there's always like-minded people out there, right? So there's got to be a website or an app or something for people who don't like
mouthless.
To kiss.
Mouthless love.
Yeah, there you go. NoKissingPlease.com.
Yeah. Not on the lips.
Yeah, there you
not
go.
On the lip. Not on the lips.com.
I like it.
Mouthlesslove.com. If there's nothing out there right now, there will be soon because we are going to start it. All right? Nicely done, Bill. Let's move on. All right, here we go, guys. Dear fellas, my father was the definition of a deadbeat dad. Mm. He was abusive and absent, and he rejected his three children, of which I am the youngest, in every possible way. What other possible ways are there to be the youngest? As a result, my siblings have a tough life of drug abuse, crappy relationships, poverty, etc. I dodged the bullet by embracing a conservative religion and ended up being financially healthy, physical healthy, and mentally fine. I'm going to doubt all three of those things right now. But for whatever reason, my siblings have put my father on a pedestal. A year ago, I discovered deadbeat dad is actually dead.
He got two beat.
I haven't yet told my siblings. The thing is, I can't stand the reaction they'll have. They're going to cry and go on and on and on. It makes me sick. And deadbeat dad is so unworthy of any praise. And yes, I get that I'm being a stereotypical, judgmental, conservative, religious person. You think? I have two questions. One, do I have to tell them? And two, if so, how do I do it in a compassionate Christian way when I feel so much hostility about him? The person writes back, you don't have to do anything. It's possible for you to keep this information to yourself. You might feel guilty about it, especially if your siblings find out through someone else, but every decision comes with its drawbacks. What the what? Okay. I'm going to let you guys comment on this before I say anything because this person, you guys know how I feel about family. This person, whoever wrote back to this person has pissed me off. But let's say your father, now Bill, your father's a very loving dad. You're an only child. But let's say you had another sibling, which by the way, I might as well tell you, you do. now let's say you had another sibling and your father was a total piece of crap. You find out that your dad is dead. Do you let your sibling know? Seth, same question to you. Bill, what do you do?
I probably would. Okay. I'd want them to know. They have just as much of a right to know as I do.
Okay, we'll see you. Okay, Seth?
Oh, just put RIP dad on Facebook. Call it a day. That's easy.
And then someone, one of the other siblings would just like it.
Yeah, we'll see it.
Oh my God. Just RIP dad on Facebook. All right, that, you know what? I don't even want to say what I got to say now because that was so ridiculous and funny that
it's perfect. What are you talking about?
Dude, you're ridiculous. Here's the thing. I'm going to get through this very quickly cuz I don't want to sit here and pontificate and be Mr. First of all, you say you're a Christian. Here's the problem with Christianity today. If you are really a Christian, then you ought to act like one, okay? The reason why people have so much problem with Christians is because they actually say one thing or they talk about a book that says one thing and then they act a completely different way. So, Mr. Christian, how about you be like you say you're supposed to be and forgive your father for being the person that he is. Well, that's right. He's dead.
Was.
So, by the way, you win.
Drinking heavily.
You win. Your dad's dead. And by the way, goddamn you, Bill, don't you ever say that drinking heavily will kill anyone. Okay.
What would Jesus do?
I was saying in celebration, you know.
Oh, okay. I start drinking heavily. Okay. Anyway, all I'm telling you is this. All you have to do is forgive your dad, which you haven't. You're angry because you're blaming your father for all the problems in your life, which you got to understand is not everybody's perfect, okay? If you want to talk about being a Christian and talk about a dad, all right, Jesus is the Son of God, and God sent him here to die. So there you go. Talk about a bad dad. No, I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking. I know. Right now, people are just like, oh, my God, you blasphemous.
This has been Christ is Nice with Jack Nice.
Aren't you atheist anyway, Chuck?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
But you can't.
Everybody thinks that because I'm a Christian. I mean, because I am a person of science. What'd you say?
Because you're into the whole science thing.
Because I'm into the whole, right, yeah. However, I'll be very clear. I am not an atheist. I am a believer. Do I think that there's any justification for what I believe? In other words, empirical evidence outside of my own faith and experience? No.
What?
No, I don't. I can't cause anybody else.
Who wrote the Ten Commandments? Huh?
What's that?
Who wrote the Ten Commandments?
The Ten Commandments are a social contract as far as I'm concerned.
Wait. What about the 69 Mets? Come on. How does that shit happen? Come on.
Okay. All right. That's a miracle. All right. Yeah. I'm going to give you that. That's a miracle. So, no, I'm a believer, but I don't believe in judging anybody else for not being a believer. I think God can take care of his own business. It's not up to me to condemn somebody for not believing what I believe, period. I mean, that's, you know.
The next thing you're going to tell me is the planet's getting warmer too, right? What a dick.
Seth, you're on fire tonight, Woo! Man. Nice job. And you know what? And with that, let's get to our last letter, shall we? Here we go, guys. Here we go. Last one. Okay. Here we go. All right. Here we go. All right. You ready? All right, guys. Here we go.
I finished.
All right. Yeah? Okay.
Okay.
Dear fellas, I'm a 45-year-old man who has been divorced for 4 years. I become close to my coworker, Jill. She is 37 years old and single.
Hit that shit. Sorry, I got excited.
Dude,
I got excited.
Don't get ahead of the letter.
She's a figment of my imagination.
Who lives in Canada.
I still can't even reach her, even though I've made her up.
Hey.
I just don't want to kiss her in the mouth.
All right. By the way, I am not her supervisor. Okay? In fact,
that's not a great way to start that.
Well, no, he's saying I'm not Me Too-ing her. I'm not a Harvey Weinstein. Okay. So, in fact, he says, I'd say she's my best friend. Okay. Apparently, he is Morgan Freeman and, you know, she is Miss Daisy. You're my best. Okay.
He wants to drive Miss Daisy.
All right on. We work in the science field. Hey.
Global warming. And besides
being caring, kind, and funny, she's the smartest person I've ever met. We frequently hang out after work and on weekends. I'm a good-looking guy with a professional job, and I've never had a hard time getting dates with beautiful, smart women.
Mm.
Hey there. How are you? How you doing?
Too bad Jill's not one of them.
Yes. Signed, Chuck Nice. Okay. after a few drinks the other night, Jill confessed to me that she's a virgin and that she's never been on a date or even kissed a man. Immediately after telling me this, I could tell she was really embarrassed, very shy, and she's also quite an average-looking woman.
Damn.
What a okay, dick.
Can I stop? Thank you. I was about to say, yeah. I gotta stop this letter right now and say, what a dick is this guy? Okay. The moment was made even more awkward for the both of us because it's very plain that she has feelings for me.
Who wouldn't? He's a good-looking, successful man and has no problem getting dates.
That's right. By the way, my penis tastes like Jolly Rancher candies.
What flavor?
I felt heartbroken for her. She's a good woman, and she deserves to have some experience of romance. I don't want to lead her on, but would it cost me too much to offer her a kiss or give her the experience of a date? She's mentioned how she's fantasized about holding hands during a movie. Can I offer her these things as a part of our friendship while making it clear that we are only friends? Wow. I should have read that like Casey Kasem. Can I offer her while making it clear that we are only friends? And right now, if you're not like at least 45 years old, you have no idea who Casey Kasem is. All right.
Shaggy.
There you go. Here's the Pina Colada song going out to these two.
And here's a Pina Colada song going out to Jill and Dick. That's right. It's his real name, Dick. All right. The person writes back, please do not offer this woman a pity date.
Pity dick.
If she is, what'd you say? Pity dick? No, pitiful dick. There you go. You twice described her in your letter as average looking. Even if she does have feelings for you, it doesn't necessarily follow that she's desperate enough for you to plug your nose, avert your eyes, and eke out a condescending kiss to hold her hand during a movie. But what you can do is climb on top of that tight virgin pussy and pump away. No.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Seth, you're bringing out the bad parts of me, man.
Oh, you're blaming on me.
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on you instead of this beautiful bullet rye that I'm drinking.
Alcohol.
Okay, anyway, that's what the person writes back. I think we already discovered what the real problem is here, guys, halfway through
this
the letter.
This guy's a dick. Well, Seth, I could set you up on a nice timeshare installment package of kisses. If you get four of your best friends involved with it on a week on a summer by summer basis, we could make something work for you.
You know what? That's a pretty good premise, Bill. I like it there. The execution needs something, but that was I kind of dig that. That was fun.
I need more information. First of all, he's a narcissistic douchebag.
You don't need more information. This guy's a dick.
I'll tell you why. Yes, he's a dick. He's a narcissist cocksucker. But he's divorced.
What size of dick?
No. Yes. Well, it doesn't matter. She's a virgin. Like she could. It doesn't matter. It could be small.
He's a Jolly Rancher. It's short and frequently sticky.
He's divorced. Okay. He's divorced. So does he have kids? Like, if he already like did the whole family thing, you know, and he obviously cares about this woman. He spends so much fucking time with her. He's like, dude, get over yourself and all this bullshit, and get in touch with your feelings instead of like being so fucking what's it called?
Shallow. Yeah, that's the real problem here. This guy doesn't understand that a relationship is not sex, and it sounds to me like he thinks sex and a relationship are the same thing. A relationship. Actually, here's the funny thing that's the paradox of a relationship. If sex is not happening, it becomes very important. And if it's really good, then it's not important at all. And so that's the deal. If you really have a relationship with somebody, whether or not you have sex with them or not, it doesn't determine the relationship. My wife and I haven't had sex in months. And I can tell you that I still love her more than the day that I met her.
Liar.
But, No, I'm serious. I'm just fucking the hell out of my girlfriend. And that old gag. Ha!
Ha! Maybe I should donuts. You gonna glaze them?
Ah, pew, 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 pew. All right.
Oh, you must be Jonesing with coronavirus then. You're all locked up.
Nah, man. I'm good, man. You know what I mean? I still got a healthy little sex life. That's why I got a fucking 6-year-old daughter, and I'm an old man. Cause, and I, by the way, look at all my children. This is how stupid and healthy my sex life is with my wife. I got a freaking one in college. I got one about to go to high school, and I got one who just got into grade school. That's ridiculous. And I told my wife this. I said, I really messed up. I was supposed to leave you, find a woman half your age and have this last child with her, okay? That's the way it was supposed to go down, but I'm still so stupid to be in love with your ass that I'm still around fucking you and having kids all these years later when I should be on vacation. I'm a con.
With Jill.
With Jill. With Jill.
She's the smartest person you ever met.
Exactly. And my best friend.
People let me tell you about my best friend.
You, Jill, are my best friend. By the way, that was, you brought back some memories. People let me tell you about my best friend. Yeah, but he's my one boy, my ups and downs, my pride and joy, my toy,
wow.
Whatever.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. People let me tell you about him. He's so much fun. And, you know, and by the way, that wasn't his real son. He was kidnapped. And
what?
Yeah,
what?
You didn't know that's the real backstory? The courtship of Eddie Father. He wasn't a divorced, not divorced. He wasn't a widower who was looking for a woman. He kidnapped that kid and was abusing him for years, pretending to be a widower as a cover.
Well, yeah, because he was the Incredible Hulk, so...
What? Bill, let me tell you something. That right there, that was the... I can't believe you, at 25 years old, you just kept up with all of that. That was amazing. What is wrong with you? There's something wrong with Bill, okay?
You just figured that out?
He's talking about TV shows that happened before he was born.
Way before.
Amazing.
Way
before. Amazing. Amazing. All right.
How many viewers did it have, Bill?
I don't know. I mean, like, all I think...
We'll take I don't know. We'll take I don't know.
Courtship of Eddie's...
Bill, we'll take I don't know. We'll take I don't know, Bill.
How many episodes?
72? 78?
All right.
Incredible Hulk had, like, 90?
All right.
And what was in his name? In
Shut
the...
up! Shut up, Seth! All right, guys, listen.
Are there such a thing as gamma rays, Chuck?
There are, by the way. See, look at you. See, you're just, I see what you're doing now. You're extending this podcast artificially. First, you start asking Bill about how many episodes something has.
I don't want to go back downstairs.
And then you bring up gamma rays with me, and it almost worked because you were like, is there such a thing as gamma rays? Like, oh, my God. Why? Funny you should ask, because there is. They actually emanate from supernova anyway. What? You son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you? That was great. All right, guys. Here's the deal, people listening. Here's what you got to do. Download us wherever you get your podcast. You've already done that if you're listening. Maybe you haven't subscribed, though, and that means that you should. Tell everyone that you know. Share this podcast with anybody you can so that we can grow in our listenership. And until next time, people, my name is Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, we got the answer. And it's probably Jill.